So let me ask you about your cell phone policy. How does that come along since the last time we talked?
Yeah, so the state of Minnesota, the state legislature, requires all districts to have a cell phone policy in place as of March here, 2025. We've always had a cell phone policy that we've followed. Our cell phone policy at Morris Area is students are able to use cell phones during passing time and at lunch, and able to use them in the classroom with teacher approval. So if they're working on a project, for instance, as you are well aware, the cameras on a cell phone are probably as good as any camera in the country, taking pictures and things like that. So sometimes they can be useful tools for kids doing schoolwork as well. So we want to make sure our students have that option, and our teachers do as well. The only change that's going to happen a little bit is the process of collection of cell phones in the classroom. So there's going to be a place for the students when they come into the classroom to place their cell phone. We call it a pouch. It's going to be a chart with a pocket. The okay. students are going to put their cell phone in that pocket when they come in the door. If it's not needed during the whole hour of class, they'll pick it up out of that pocket when they leave the classroom. If it is needed, it's available. The teachers can have the students go up and get it out of the pocket and use it in the classroom. That's in grade 7 through 12. Our policy in the elementary in K-6 is no cell phones during the school day, bell to bell. Again, sometimes emergencies happen where a student may have a cell phone that needs to reach their parents. What they do is ask the teacher for permission and make that arrangement, whether they go down to the office and use the cell phone or the teacher supervises it in or near the classroom. Okay. But as a general rule, K-6, no cell phones bell to bell. That means from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. So our cell phone policy has not significantly changed. So maybe the process has a little bit. And as with any policy, you know, we'll revisit that. It could be revisited in a year if we find that it's not working. It could be revisited sooner if we have to. The school board sets the policy and directs the administration and staff to enforce the policy. So that's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Also, I know that people with younger children, if your child is turning 5 years old by September 1st, your kindergarten registration is coming up here pretty quick, right? In a couple days?
Yes. So we're excited. For the first time in 10 or 12 years, we're making some adjustments to our kindergarten registration. In the past, it's happened during the day. Our kindergartners were not in class during the school day, and we'd have the parents come in and provide them with information. Their students would go into the classroom and spend some time. We've changed that. We're going to a Thursday, this Thursday, March 27th, from 4:30 to 6:30, more of a open house style of kindergarten registration. That's going to happen at the elementary school from 4:30 to 6:30. In Tiger Center, there's going to be bounce houses. There's going to be activities. There's going to be information that families can seek and get answers to their questions. And it's just going to be an exciting time to showcase Morris Area Schools and what we can offer families and their students as they come into kindergarten and get them excited to be a Tiger for life.